Hello, my friend. Welcome back to this podcast of mine, of ours. This is part two of this little series I'm doing called 13 Truths About Life. If you didn't listen to the previous episode with the first two truths, then skip back one episode, listen to that. I'm doing a little intro telling you where this is coming from. But today I want to dive straight into truth number three. So just as a short summary, these are 13 truths I wrote for myself as a little summary of 2022. 13 truths that I wanted to remember as I entered 2023. And as I went back and read through that post, I realized that I wanted to dive into each truth a little bit more. So that's what I'm doing the next couple of episodes. I'm going to try to keep each episode a little bit short because I want them to be two or three actionable truths that you guys can think about and implement in your own ways for a week or 2 weeks until the next episode comes out. So I'm going to dive straight into truth number three. Don't underestimate yourself. If you don't have the necessary skill set now, you can develop it. If you don't have the resources now, you can get them. If you haven't met the right people yet, you are just getting ready for them. Everything is possible if you just want it bad enough. Oh man, the truth in this, you guys. That last line, everything is possible if you just want it bad enough. That was my tagline, my entire first chapter in life. That took me through my whole time in England, in London, and as I was wondering, trying to get my music out, I had no idea how I was going to make this work. But that tagline, everything is possible if you just want it bad enough, just I kept repeating it over and over again. Listen, I think the greatest skill set, one of the greatest skill sets you can ever develop is the skill set to learn new things. To have this mindset of, I don't know that yet, but I can learn it. I don't know how to do that particular thing yet, but I can figure it out. I have never done this thing before, but I know that I can learn how to do it. If you can develop that mindset, you're unstoppable. To develop a sort of figure it out kind of attitude. You know, we live in an era of ChatGPT and YouTube. And we still have libraries with free books on any topic. You can learn anything you want. All you need to invest is some time and energy, and you can learn it. I get so many questions all the time saying, how do I publish a book? I would love to do this and that, but I don't know how to do it. I would love to move to that country and become an artist. I would love to produce a record. I would love to learn how to produce this, how to write that, how to release this, how to market that thing. I don't know how to do it. Can you tell me, Charlotte? And I always think this person doesn't know how to learn, because if they did, they would go to YouTube and they would study the masters. They would watch 3 hours of YouTube videos, take the biggest lessons from these videos, pick up some books, read the classics, find the top five people in their industry, study what they have done. How did they get to where they are today? How did they learn? What books did they read? What authors do they recommend? What classes did they take? What courses did they take? Do they have their own courses? It's so easy to learn about everything, no matter the industry today, there is no reason to not do what you dream of doing. If I'm sticking to this example of publishing a book, you guys have no idea how many questions I get. How do I publish my book? It's not hard to do anything. And you know, when I get that question, I'm always like, well, I could create a course on how do you self-publish a book. But I know that people can find that knowledge for free on YouTube. All they need to do is invest some time and energy and literally go type it into ChatGPT. There is no reason not to know anything. And if you don't know it, you can figure it out. My main point with this is I want to go back to the actual truth statement. Don't underestimate yourself. If you don't have the necessary skill set now, you can develop it. The majority of the people say something like, oh, I would love to learn how to play the piano and release my own album, but I don't know how to do it. If you really, really want to do that, you can easily do it. It's not even hard to find the knowledge to do it. You can find beginners, intermediate, or advanced piano training programs online for free. All you need to do is actually invest time and energy. Everything costs time and energy, but the knowledge is there for free for everybody, no matter who you are or where you live in the world. If you want to do something, you can do it. There's no excuse not to go after your dream in 2023, because everything is available to you. And if you have an excuse or come up with reasons why it wouldn't be possible for you, I believe it's because you don't want it bad enough. If you want it bad enough, there is a way to get there. Always. Okay, I feel like I'm not in an angry mood, but I'm in a mood where I have no time for bullshit. Okay. I'm gonna tell it like it is, all right? Okay, truth number four. This is different, but I'm very proud of this one because this was a new lesson for me in 2022 and something I'm really working hard on embodying in 2023. This is how it goes. Slow down. Stay in bed an extra hour. Sip your coffee while watching the clouds drift. Read the instructions one more time. Fast is no longer useful. Slow, steady, conscious, and aware. That's the way to go. I spent the first part of my life rushing everywhere and rushing everything. I was never where I was. I was four steps ahead in my head. I lost out on so many impactful moments by thinking about all the other things I had to do or could do or should do. I will never get those moments back. Hustle culture is no longer trendy, you guys. It was trendy for a while, you know, hustle until you die. It's no longer trendy. Building empires and earning money and living in castles is totally and utterly meaningless and unintelligent, I'm sorry. Unless you have a deeper why, you know? Unless you actually enjoy waking up every single day excited about what the day brings. And unless you go to sleep every night grateful for another day on this planet. If you don't have these things, if you don't feel these things, success and riches mean nothing. Imagine going to sleep in your castle, crying because you hated every second of getting there and you are not excited about tomorrow. Who then cares about the castle and the money on your bank account? If there is one single thing I want you to take away from this episode, it is that the small, simple, free moments of daily life are the most impactful. It's the simple pleasure of being alive. It's the moment of losing yourself in a conversation with someone smart. The times you laugh with your best friend until your stomach hurts. The times you read a book that hits you so hard you feel like someone stretched out a hand and rearranged your insides a little bit. It's your favorite band playing your favorite song at a concert on a summer night. And you will never forget that moment. It's the small things that matter. Slow down and notice them. One of my favorite novels is a novel called To the Lighthouse by Virginia Woolf. And in it, she is thinking about, philosophizing about her husband, who is very successful and has a very successful career. But she's saying to herself, what does all of that matter when he didn't have time to notice the flowers? And she was walking around looking at all these lovely flowers and she thought, what does success mean if he doesn't have the time to smell the flowers? Don't forget that the grand, big happenings in life are not very often the most memorable ones. It's the small things And very often the unplanned things, the spontaneous things, the things that just happen, these are the things you will remember, I think. Okay, truth number 6. Uncertainty can grow into excitement if you learn to trust your own path. This also kind of goes back. I feel like all of these truths go back to my younger days a lot. But anyway, in my early 20s, I went through probably my most uncertain and unstable years, which I think a lot of us do. I had no clear path, no income, no stable relationships or friendships. And I just kind of had to believe that I would be able to make it work one day. That this dream I had of making music and writing books would actually work. I had to believe that. Otherwise, I would fall apart as an anxious wreck. I think we all have those moments. Sometimes, you know, in our early parts, and I think it can also happen later on when unexpected things happen. It can be when someone we love and maybe live with, maybe imagine living with our whole lives, suddenly says that they just do not love us anymore. Or it can be when your boss suddenly says it's time to move on. Or when you're kicked out of your apartment. Whatever it is, uncertainty can feel a lot like fear and anxiety for the future. When I lived in Bristol, I stumbled upon Nietzsche and Nietzsche's concept, amore fati. I think that's how you say it. Amore fati means lover of fate or love of one's fate. Nietzsche believed that the key to a fulfilling life is to embrace all aspects of it, including the good and the bad, and to accept one's destiny with open arms. If we can learn to believe that whatever happens has to happen, then we can eliminate all those feelings of, why me? Why now? But what if I would have done that? And why didn't I do that? And, you know, if we believe that this happened because it had to happen and there was no way around it, and my only task is to embrace it and learn from it and become a better human because of it, then I think we're going to stop questioning what happens so much and learn to instead focus on what the lesson is. This belief, when I stumbled upon Nietzsche and this concept, also one person that I talk a lot about on this podcast is Joseph Campbell. He also wrote a lot about this and he calls it following your bliss. This belief enabled me to no longer be afraid of uncertainty, but to feel curiosity for it. When I don't know what's going to happen, anything can happen. And isn't that exciting? So often we're afraid of the future if we cannot see what it will hold, but we can also realize that that's when everything is truly possible. You can shape it from scratch now. If you make conscious decisions and take small steps in carefully chosen directions. If we always trust that we have a path to walk on this planet, then we no longer need to fear uncertainty, but can instead see it as something exciting. Full of hope and new beginnings. Learn to face uncertainty with curiosity and excitement. Okay, the last truth for today, number 6, is a short and simple one. It goes like this. Friends are hard to find. Take care of them when you do. You know when you were a kid and went to school and just kind of took the people you happen to have in front of you as your friends. It's easy to do as a child because you don't have, you know, clear, carved out personalities with opinions and growth paths and career paths and skills and life philosophies yet. So anyone who's kind of kind is fine. But as you grow older, you become more picky with what people you want around you. At least you should be. You should become more picky. They say that you become the sum of the 5 people you surround yourself with the most. So choose those 5 people carefully. Make sure you admire their characters, their drive, their intelligence, their humor, or something else that you actually want to be influenced by. Anyway, as you grow higher standards for the energy you let into your life, you also build your own routines in life and path, and suddenly you might find yourself with very few friends that you actually truly love spending time with. And if you're like me, building new friendships is kind of an art form. But when it happens, it's the most wonderful thing in the world. And true, deep, genuine friendships that leave you inspired and excited about life are worth more than wealth or success or any other sort of self-fulfilling thing you spend your time doing. Those right friendships, they are so rare and they can change everything about your life. So if there's one thing I've learned about friendships, it's that when I find them, when I find these rare friendships that really do make a difference for me as a human being, they inspire me to be better, to do better, to live more fully, I should take care of them and nurture them. Just like I take care of my career and nurture my career, or take care of my physique and go to the gym, I should prioritize those friendships. These friendships will be harder and harder to find the older you get, and they will drift away quicker as well because these people are busy as well. So if you don't nurture them, they're gonna fade away. The right people are everything, no matter how introvert or extrovert you are. So treat them accordingly. All right. This was part two of the 13 truths I have learned about being alive. Let me do a quick summary of these. How many did I do? Four truths that I covered today. Okay. Number three was, don't underestimate yourself. If you don't have the necessary skill set now, you can develop it. If you don't have the resources now, you can get them. If you haven't met the right people yet, you are just getting ready for them. Everything is possible if you just want it bad enough. Number four, slow down. Stay in bed an extra hour. Sip your coffee while watching the clouds drift. Read the instructions one more time. Fast is no longer useful. Slow, steady, conscious, and aware. That's the way to go. Number five. Uncertainty can grow into excitement if you learn to trust your own path. Amore fati. Okay, and number six. Friends are hard to find. Take care of them when you do. Simple, but very hard. Thank you for listening, my friends. Part three is coming hopefully next week. I would love to know what you think. Did you test any of these thoughts? Did you implement anything from part number one of 13 truths? If you would write your own list, 13 truths that you have learned about life and living, what would they be? I would love to hear from you. Tag me on Instagram, DM me on Instagram, write to me on Spotify. There's this little, I have this little column on Spotify under this podcast, I believe, where you can ask a question or tell me something. Write to me there. I see those messages and I can write back. Or write to me anywhere else. I mean, I'm everywhere. Whatever. I just want to hear from you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I love you and have a beautiful day, weekend, week. Bye.